How you doing? First off, if you've been missing this podcast, I just want everybody to know you can go on Monsters and Metal, www.monstersandmetal.com, and I'm on that podcast every month. So it seems like I haven't been doing anything. I haven't, but I'm on there for 10 minutes, so it's 10 minutes a month. I usually run long. Anyhow, enough about that. Monstersandmetal.com. You can hear me regularly there when I'm too lazy to do this. Or too busy. Let's get everybody up to speed for the holiday season. What's been going on with you, huh? I don't even know what to start with. What's going on over here? Sort of the neighbor that OD'd next to me, maybe? That's a nice holiday story. Man, oh man. When I moved out of that other place that was falling apart into like an actual nice apartment, I thought things would, you know, get normal a little, but turns out the guy next to me was a drug dealer. Allegedly. Well, he's dead now, and I'm not going to say allegedly because I've seen him, you know, whatever. Let's just say allegedly for legal purposes, since I can't, you know, it's my word against a corpse, I guess. And when you hear drug dealer, you think like New Jack City or Al Pacino or at least something, you know, semi-dangerous or at least has their act. I've known a drug dealer or two because I hang out with a lot of lowlifes. You know, so I've interacted with these people before from time to time. It's more like Trailer Park Boys. You know, you're selling drugs or pot. Pretty much all you have to do is be willing to take the risk and have, you know, some sort of remedial accountant skills. It doesn't require a whole lot of motivation or smarts. You just have to be stupid enough to risk going to jail for a long time to earn a modest income. And by the way, you're not making money hand. I never see these people rolling around in Mercedes and stuff. Maybe in a different town or when you're dealing larger amounts. But, the drug dealers you're going to run into on the street, by and large, it's Trailer Park Boys. It's just, morons who are willing to take some risk. So that's what I was living next to, basically. Just a dolt who got by selling marijuana to the other dolts around here. What? No one cares. Joe's back too, everybody. Joe taking some time away from his precious wife. One kid's just about out the door. He's 18 now. Whatever. So Joe's got more time on his hands. He's going to help out and probably make me do this every week again. What was I talking about? You know, Ray did a nice job as producer for the few times I did it when you weren't around, but Ray would irritate me and then I would yell at him and he would apologize and stop. You know, and he would genuinely be sorry. Which is good for my blood pressure, but not as entertaining. Like, you apologize, but you're not really sorry, and we both know you're going to do it again, whatever's irritating me. So basically just a buffoon. He was in his 30s, and just, I don't even know how to describe guy other than a Trailer Park Boys. You know, just a buffoon, just dullard, dim-witted. You could tell the guy's been smoking pot his whole life. And all you pot smokers out there, you young kids, take it from somebody who's, you know, middle-aged. I don't know anybody who started smoking pot in high school and kept smoking pot who has done jack shit with their lives. I don't know. Don't blame it on the... Maybe it's the drugs. Maybe it's the personality. I don't know. I'm not, you know, an anthropologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a drug expert. All I can tell you is what I see with my own eyes. These people who start smoking pot and then just keep smoking pot for 10, 20 years, they're basically in the same situation they were in when they were 22. Fuck. Fuck you, Joe. I've done some stuff. I was on basic cable last season. I'm not in the same position I was in when I was 22. I've got way less stuff. I've got less money in my bank account. I've got less stuff. I've got less credibility because I'm driving a 20-year-old car and I'm middle-aged. You know when you're getting old, when you don't want to say how old you are. So back to this idiot. There's no doorbell in this building. Yeah, it's. There's a print shop on the bottom floor and some weird black magic occult stuff. It sounds like I'm making this up. I thought when I would get, you know, I've gone from, like, being the problem in the neighborhood to just a mortified onlooker. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone here when I describe this. There's a black magic occult store, and then there's a print shop, a local print shop that, like, prints up people's, you know, wedding invitations and stuff. They're right next door to each other, and then a locksmith. So I guess you can print up some invitations to some black magic ceremony you're going to have, you know, and then get all the stuff you need for it. And then, you know, if you lock up your victim and lose the key, you just go next door to the locksmith. You know, so it's all here. Everything is here for your needs. I'm above that. You know, there's businesses downstairs, and there's three apartments up here. But there's no doorbell. And no one really... I don't care. I told the landlord, I don't care. I don't want anybody coming over here anyhow. Nobody really cares. So the landlord didn't fix the doorbell. And he's a really good landlord, actually. But, you know, he's got a building to keep up on. The doorbell is the last thing on his list, and no one cares anyhow. So, since there's no doorbell, and apparently, like... I guess the guy didn't want people calling him on his cell phone for the drug deals, so their solution was to just shout up at his window from the street. Yo, I probably shouldn't use his real name. Bob, yo, Bob! Bob, yo, dude! Dude, you got some weed! Dude, Bob! 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 This is what they would do! At like 2 in the morning. Actually, at all hours of the day. You know, poor Bob's trying to sleep, you know? He's got a busy life. He's got to watch basic cable for 8 hours, put some weed in different baggies. You know, he's got to get his beauty sleep in between all that. he's got stuff going on. Anyhow, so they wake him up. You know, it takes like 10 minutes of shouting up the window before he rolls off his beanbag chair or whatever and pokes his head out and goes, "Yeah, dude, come on up, I'll get the dog." And for the first thing in my mind was, not how stupid this is, that you're just shouting your drug transaction out the window from a street, from an intersection. Dude, you got some weed? They'd call it weed? Like, don't they have some hip term for it, like chronic or something? Or what? Actually, wouldn't you just use a code word? Like, do you have my brownies, or did my newspaper come in, or did you get my mail? They don't even care. They're not smart enough, or they didn't think of it, or they don't care, or they're just, you know, they need their weeds out. Dude, you got some weed, dude. Man, Bob, did I say his name? Did I say his real name? Cut it out if I did. Yo, Bob, shouting up from the, just shout. What's the matter with you idiots? And not even a code word. Like, why don't you just, "Hey, you got some illegal narcotics I can buy?" And the cops in this town don't care. I don't know what they care about, but they don't care about this drug dealing idiot that was next to me. Because he was conducting a drug transaction out on the main drag here with a cop across the street in the little cop SUV eating some Taco Bell. You know, couldn't have his... Hey, man, this burrito cost $1.69. I'm not dropping this just to try to clean up the neighborhood, you know. After that, I got some nachos. What? I'll get to it. So that, you know, so there was that going on forever, which really, you know, didn't really, it amused me more than it bothered me. And as far as neighbors go, he was fine. You know, he would play music real loud, and then I would go over there and yell at him. So, and then he would shut it off, and because he's smoked an inhuman amount of marijuana for the past 20 years of his life, he would completely forget. So I'd have to, you know, yell at him about twice a week. But he was easy to frighten, so it was fine. You know, "Okay, man, I'm so..." Pretty skittish for a drug dealer. Maybe it was a marijuana. Maybe he was paranoid every time I'd knocked on the door. I don't know. So at some point, him and his buddies had upgraded to heroin. Because I'm drawn, you know, and my window right in front of my desk is right in front of, right out in the street, so I can see all the comings and goings. And as what I can't even count the number of times either, several squad cars or a fire truck is pulled up in front of my window, no matter where I live. Is it just me? Is this nonsense just follow me around, or what? Fire truck pulls up, two police cars. And, of course, you know, I know right away. What's if someone OD'd. Yeah, sure enough, somebody OD'd in the guy's bathtub. Great. Whatever. So, there's that. And then 2 weeks later, apparently, well, I went to Minnesota for a comic book convention. Come back to find out that, well, first, I see that his car is getting parking tickets, you know, for the past 3 days. So I'm like, Bob got another ticket. You know, I'm not making nothing of it. The guy's stoned. The car's a POS anyhow, so it probably doesn't run. It's probably stuck there. I didn't think nothing of it. I certainly didn't think that the guy died, but he did. You know, I went to Minnesota, came back, and the other neighbor told me that Matt had OD'd. I don't know why that's funny to me, but it just is. So, what did I miss? You know, usually you come in from out of town, what did I miss? Oh, not much. What did I miss? The neighbor OD'd. Probably days ago. So, his dead body was there at least 4 days. Just, I guess they, one of his buddies was, you know, looking for, Bob! You know, after like a half hour of yelling up, where's my weed, he went and the landlord was painting the side of the building. And then him said, I haven't heard from Bob in a while. I'm kind of worried about him. Yeah, you're worried about him. Whatever. Anyhow, that's what he told the landlord. So him and the landlord go up, open the door, and, you know, Bob's sitting there watching TV, or so they think. And then they go, Bob, how come you're not Bob? Bob, uh-oh. Bob's dead. Bob's not moving. Bob died in front of the TV. I should have asked what he was watching. Well, I guess there's no way of knowing what he was watching when he died. But, yeah, he OD'd and was a dead person. I don't know. The scene just amuses me. I'm here drawing a comic book in the room before somebody's rotting. Somebody's decaying. Rigor mortis is setting in. So that's really not the funny part. As funny as that. That is funny. I don't know. It's funny to me. You didn't live with him. So, you know, I guess, I don't really know how it works when someone dies. I guess, the family had to clean up. Well, first off, his ghoulish friends, because this was like the first of the month he died, and he already paid his rent, so, like, they wanted to squat in his house, you know. Like, talk to the landlord. Well, he already paid his rent, you know, is it cool if I just stay here, you know, I'll keep the place? They're like, What? What, this is, you know, these are the people I'm surrounded by, this neighborhood. It's half, like, Korean War-era people who bought a house near the lake and, like, wanted to make something of this neighborhood, and the other half is just low-life renters, because the rent here is really cheap. I don't understand how this whole area got set up. You've got people with nice houses trying to make a go of it, surrounded by just white trash, low-life. It's like they emptied, like they took half the population of a really nice, affluent, well-off neighborhood and half the population of a trailer park and just shook it up and poured it into this neighborhood. That's what's going on here. So, obviously the landlord said no. But now, I guess, the Matt's family, his brother and his dad. Fuck, I said his name. But erase that. Show up because they got to take all his possessions out and stuff. So they're taking boxes of just you think I own crap? This guy, I'm looking at the boxes of stuff because they're leaving it in the hallway because obviously no one's going to steal this ass. I don't know why they didn't just throw it out, but no, or what they're going to do with it. Are they going to have a estate sale and try to get $2 for a pair of, you know, Dockers with a bong stain on him, or what? You know, he's got some Birkenstocks with 100,000 miles on him, and then of course the requisite black light poster of a dragon that's like 2 by 3 feet. I was gonna swipe it, but I know there's no way they would notice that. Wouldn't notice that was missing. It's so bad. And then, a bunch of like incense burners and a microwave that's so old it's got like push buttons and stuff. Like, what are you doing with this money? You're a drug dealer. Shouldn't you be living high on the hog, or at least have a microwave that, is it going to start the house on fire? At least a microwave that's not from the Cold War era, or I don't know, just boxes of crap. The best part is they like rented a carpet cleaner to clean the carpet from the stain from where he died. Well, let's get a carpet cleaner and suck up what's left of Matt off. Fuck! I said his name again. Let's get a carpet cleaner and suck up the remains of Bob off the carpet. Just going at it for like 2 hours with this carpet cleaner. Dude, I don't know that a Stanley steamer was built to soak up, whatever came out of Matt for 4 days of rotting on the carpet. I don't think, I don't think that's in the brochure. I watch the commercials and I see them, they'll like clean up coffee stains, or spaghetti stains or stuff, and they'll have the dog and they'll show you like little stink lines, and then they carpet clean it and then the stink lines are gone, or maybe they'll have some cartoon dirt running around. I've yet to see a commercial where they pull up the tape that the police coroner left behind and then just soak up the whatever juices came out of a dead body. God, that's depressing. And where do they? I'm sure they just poured it right down the toilet. Like, okay, I don't, did they put it in an urn or whatever? I mean, that's the remains of a human body. There's like dead body particles and stuff in that. And who rents that next to clean their new carpet with the sludge of a dead body still on the little scraper thing? Because I'm sure they didn't. I mean, they're related to this cat, you know what I mean? And they rented a steam cleaner to try to clean up blood stains off a carpet. So I'm just gonna assume that they didn't put a whole lot of effort into making sure that the carpet cleaner was sterilized for the next person. So if you rented a carpet cleaner in Cudahy in the last month, you might want to disinfect that some bitch before you roll it around on the carpet that your kids are gonna play on. Just a little tip from me. So, but anyhow, so now he's gone. So that's good. I mean, it's not good that he died, but I'm glad he's not here anymore. Wherever he had to go, just go wherever. I don't care. Move to Kentucky, move back in with your parents, OD on the rug. I don't care, just as long as the music's quiet. Yeah, that's all I care about. So there, now you're up to speed. The apartment next to me. Maybe there's, I don't know if there's going to be another tenant. I haven't seen the carpet yet. I can't imagine they got the stain out, so that's going to be, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough sell. There's, the outline of a dead person on the carpet. Although, maybe you got that occult black magic store downstairs. Maybe you put the for rent sign, apartment for rent, you stick it in there, maybe one of those people will dig it. Hey, cool, man. Someone died here. There's like, spirits, man. We can contact the other world. We can ask what it's like on the other side. I don't know. So that's the world I'm in. That's the world I'm in. I live in a world where your neighbor ODs, dies. A world where people think it's reasonable to come in and just carpet clean his remains off. A world where people think it's reasonable to just shout up the window, shout back and forth from a second-story window about what drugs are available and how much, and at 2-3 in the morning or 2-3 in the afternoon. Police don't care. A world where it's perfectly reasonable for me to look out the window, or ordinary for me to look out the window and see a bunch of squad cars pull up and police come up with police dogs and stuff. And then I drive, to Minnesota for a comic book convention, and I'm passing through like another dimension. Like, there's worlds out there where people don't have to put up with this S. for what I'm describing sounds like the Twilight Zone. I used to take part of the fun of driving to these shows, you know, road trips, would be I'd turn on the AM radio and you'd hear like the local programming at 2-3 in the morning, and it'd always be just some weird bizarre stuff. You know, you're driving through Mayberry and then you hear wolf hunting talk and stuff, like crap like that that like only 30 people in a small town care about, you know, just as you're driving through that, you know, just 300 watt radio stations and stuff talking about model train building. Or I'm not making up that wolf talk one either. I was driving to Detroit once, and you know, for 20 minutes I got to hear the finer points of how to hunt a wolf and what kind of bait to use, and you know, how to mask your scent and stuff, like, you know, just weird stuff like that. It was cool, and it's been a long time since there's been anything like that, because I don't know, all radio stations all consolidated, and it's all syndicated programming now and stuff. So, you know, you go through at 2 in the morning, you're just listening to Coast to Coast or a Rush Limbaugh rebroadcast or something. But I'm driving through, and it's like 4 in the morning. And actually, it was earlier than that. It was like Saturday morning at like 7 a.m. or something. And they've got, like, radio garage sale, like a radio on-air garage sale where people would call in and say what they have to sell, you know, what piece of crap that they have to sell, and then give their phone number. And it wasn't like used cars and stuff, like, I've got a bookshelf and I'm looking to get $10 for it. You know, like little old ladies. It was mostly like old farmers trying to get rid of a tractor. Like, dude, you're on a radio station that's only got, it's only 300 watts. Like, if you put a used tractor on the internet, you'd have to wait a while before somebody else looking through a used tractor comes along, right? He's got a used tractor, or some guy's got a plow that hooks up to a certain model of Jeep, you know, and then it was a lot of that, and a lot of, like, widows whose husband just died, and they don't know what to do with all this crap, so they're just, you know, I've got a hope chest, and I got, you know, they're trying to sell his walker and stuff. I literally pulled over because I could hear that, you know, the signal's starting to fade, so I pulled over at the gas station, just sat in the gas station parking lot, just listening to this. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And here's the best part, is they're putting their telephone on the air. I just came from a world where your neighbor ODs and dies on the carpet. And the police regularly raid your building because he's selling heroin, and someone else ODs in his bathtub, and you know, they're shouting drug transactions left and right. I go from that to some community where it's so safe that you can announce that you have your husband's hunting rifle collection and you don't know what to do with it, so, and then put your phone number on the air. Broadcast your phone number to whoever might be listening. Black River Falls, Wisconsin, everybody. You want to do some grifting or some, you know, some larceny? That's where you want to go, because those people are living in such a naive, sheltered environment that they will announce that they have hunting rifles that they don't know how to use and all sorts of antique watches, and then announce that on the air, and then give their phone number in case you want to call them and find out where they live. Hey, I've got a bunch of valuables here. I'm a widow. I've got some guns, but I don't know how to use them. Call me and come on over. That's how safe it is in some places. Like, what's going on? Why? I couldn't believe it. I kind of wanted to ruin it. Like, I wanted to call some, you know, hey, I heard you got some hunting rifles you don't know what to do with. Yeah, yeah. Mind if I come over and take a look at them? Yeah. No, it'd be fine. Oh, great. You know what else I'm going to do? Then I'm going to tie you to the chair, and I'm going to start your house on fire, and I'm gonna cut my own penis off and bleed to death on your rug. You know that. Just scare the S out of them. You know, let them know. There's a whole world out there. Some of us are living in a world where we don't even want to look through our peephole because someone might be waiting to shoot us in the face for enough money to buy a ball of dope. Hello, yeah, I'm going to murder all your cats, and then I'm going to wear their skin inside out, and then I'm going to kill your daughter. Just whatever. I just wanted to call and just ruin it. I just wanted to ruin everything because I knew what I was going back to. I didn't know that the guy was dead. So it was even worse. What I was going back to was even worse than what I thought. I just thought I was living in a cluster F. Little did I know that for the past 4 days I was living next to a dead body. That's the world I live. I was living next to a dead body. Some guy OD'd and didn't have enough people who gave a fuck about him to even check that he was missing for 4 days, except some guy who wanted to buy some more dope. That's where I was coming from, and then I'm listening to this. I wanted to call and just ruin it. Call that radio station. Tell them my story. Yeah, I've got a black light poster to sell. It's in nice shape, but it's used. It was owned by a drug dealer who OD'd and died and sat on a carpet rotting away for 4 days. And I also have a used steam cleaner that I used to suck up his remains. And some carpet, slightly used. You know? Which one of us is living in the Twilight Zone? Are these people living in the real world, and I'm just living in some fucking nightmare? Or am I living in the real world, and they just have found the one corner on Earth that isn't madness? Which is it? All right, we're done. Good. Talk to you in about a week, everybody. Hey, happy holidays. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Until then, till next time. How do I sign off? I don't even remember. Who cares? Till next time, think.